Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming satanic strategy against believers. Let's review some of the things that we've talked about so far. John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's strategy is to do everything he can to steal, kill, and destroy in any area of your life to stop the life of God. Of course, Jesus is the answer, and when you walk in His Word, He's going to bring forth life and life more abundantly. Romans chapter 8, we saw in the Bible in verse 36 and 37 that Satan views us as sheep for the slaughter. But praise God, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us, and He's going to cause us to overcome. Ephesians 6:11, and we saw that we're to stand against the wiles, which are the tricks or the strategies of the devil. He has a plan. He has wiles and tricks and strategies arrayed against you. The Bible says the answer is put on the whole armor of God so you can stand against his wiles. It didn't say that he wouldn't be able to bring those wiles. He will bring wiles and tricks and strategies, but you're going to stand against them through the Word of God, which is the armor of God on in your life in every area, in your mind, in your heart, in your mouth, directing your steps in everything that you do. We're not to be ignorant of his devices, because Satan comes to try to take the Word out of our heart, but we're going to resist him steadfast. Satan's strategy is to get you to doubt God's Word. Don't doubt. Don't fall for his lies. Don't waver. There's no room for a believer ever wavering whatsoever. Double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. God's Word is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. You need to believe God's Word and do not doubt. Remember when the one guy came to try to get the man to give up on following Jesus to see his daughter be raised up? He said, "Your daughter's dead. Why trouble the master any further?" That was doubt. Hey, why trouble him any further? Give up. Quit. But God said, "Fear not, believe only. Resist what the devil brings. Believe the Word of God, do not doubt." And you know what? He believed. And you know what? He saw his miracle. Praise the Lord. Satan also stands up to confront us, to try to provoke us, to seduce us, or lead us astray. God says, don't fall for that. You need to be doing the Word and resisting him. He comes as a roaring lion, but praise God, we're going to speak the Word in the face of his lies. He comes to sift you or riddle you, but your faith will cause you to overcome. He's going to try to resist you, and he's the accuser of the brethren. But praise God, we confess our sins, we receive forgiveness, cleansing from all unrighteousness. We know there's no condemnation or guilt to those in Christ Jesus. He will work destruction little by little in your life. That's why you cannot compromise, you cannot draw back and let him have place. He will come to threaten you, tell you that if you do such and such, then this particular situation won't work out. Like if you give that money that God told you to give, that then, you know, you're not going to have enough money to pay your bills. Or if you witness to that person, they're going to retaliate back against you. If you go and pray for that person, then the enemy's going to come against you. He's going to tell you all kinds of lies. Resist those threats. They're a bunch of lies. Those threats are designed to stop you from doing the will of God. Also, he tries to get you to observe the senses, just like he got those 12 spies to look at the giants and the walled cities and what they saw. In fact, they got to the place where they thought they themselves were grasshoppers, and they even believed that the enemies thought they were grasshoppers. Don't let yourself look at the senses. Once you start looking at what you see, what you feel, the way things seem, the way things look, you are going to be brought down in your faith, and you are not going to rise up and overcome. That is Satan's strategy to trick you, to deceive you. The Bible says we don't look at the things that are seen. We look at the things that are not seen, because that's where we take hold of the power of God. That's where we take hold of his Word that's going to bring forth victory as we speak it forth. The angels are going to hearken to it. And that's also where we're going to take authority over the devil in the realm of the Spirit to see our mountains be removed and see the enemies flee from us. Don't look at your circumstances. Keep your eyes on Jesus. We also saw about valuing the things of God over men. If you value the things of men over God, you can be used of the enemy. That's what happened to Peter. He was trying to get Jesus to not want to go on to the cross, and Jesus spoke to him and said, right to Peter, he said, Satan. Speaking to Satan, that he was valuing the things of men over God. And this shows you the fact that this is Satan trying to operate through an individual. And Satan can operate through individuals. We've seen it happen, and you've certainly seen it happen in your life, where the enemy can try to use an individual, whether they're well-meaning or not. That's why you, as a believer, you better be sure that when you speak a word to someone, it is in line with God's word, not what you think. What you think doesn't mean 2 cents. Your opinions don't mean anything, because you can be used of the enemy. Your opinions can lead people astray. You better give them the word of God, otherwise the devil could use you to deceive people, praise God. We don't want to be deceived. We want to be a vessel for the Lord. So be sure you speak in line with God's word, according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Satan's strategy is also to get you into care, worry, and anxiety, and to get you to fall for his pressure and draw back from the word of God. He brings deceiving, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, and he tries to do that in the body of Christ all the time, to get people confused and to get them to draw back from walking in the faith. The Bible says in the last days that many shall depart from the faith. Well, we're in the last days. Don't let yourself be one of those who might depart from the faith. And it happens because they give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Be sure that everything that you're involved in, everything that you're believing, everything that you're acting on is in line with God's word, so that you don't follow after seducing spirits or doctrines of devils. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, 24, we see another one of Satan's strategies, and that is to try to get you into strife. But the Bible says the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. God doesn't want you to get into strife. Don't get into arguments with people. Just be gentle and give them the word. And what you do, it's in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Very important, Satan, that you understand that Satan's trying to bring destruction, and he will take people captive at his will if they yield to his lies. So if you have someone that you're witnessing to and trying to help them to turn around from an area of sin or error in their life, you need to be speaking the word to them with meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. And if you give them the word of God, then just thank the Holy Spirit for showing them the truth. If they'll acknowledge the truth and repent and turn around, then they are going to have to recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. And they'll do it by acting on God's word, so that they can come out of that area of bondage. Praise God. So don't let yourself ever fall into strife. Instead, be a doer of the word and speak God's word. Because Satan tries to get people to be opposed to the truth. If he can get you opposed to the truth, then he can take you into captivity. Of course, the answer is repentance and believe God's word. There's a scripture over in 1 John 4:6 that says that we know that we are of the spirit of truth. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There's a spirit of truth out there, and there's a spirit of error. The spirit of truth is going to be in line with God's word. The spirit of error will be after man's traditions. Everything that you hear, you better check it out to be sure it's in line with the word of God, so you're following the spirit of truth and not the spirit of error. Another one of Satan's strategies is to get you to walk in the ways of the world, to love the ways of the world. The Bible says we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Friendship with the world is an enemy against God. And there's a scripture in 2 Timothy 4:10 where it says, "For Demas hath forsaken me." He left him. Why? Having loved this present world. He loved the things of the world. He was in tune with the world. That's why you better let go of the things of the world. I know believers today who have been hooked into things of this world. They enjoyed the things of the world. They were yoked and in bondage to the things of the world. And even though they were in church, they put these things of the world in more important than Jesus. In fact, I know believers today that are not going to church because they've allowed themselves to fall into worldly things. I'll tell you, when you fall into these worldly things, it's going to hinder you from being walking in the ways of the Lord. I mean, God's presence is not going to be manifesting in you, and he's not going to be able to do a lot of great things in your life if you are walking in the ways of the world, because that's disobedience to him. Friendship of the world makes you an enemy with God. He loved this present world, and he ended up leaving and forsaking him. And this is what happens if you allow yourself to get in the world. So what's the answer? Be separate from the world. Do not walk in the ways of the world. Tell you, everything in this world is going to pass away. The only things that will remain are the things of the Word of God and the things that you're doing for the Lord. Praise God. Another one of Satan's strategies is to get you to fall into following after lusts. And lust means strong desire of any kind. It doesn't just mean sexual lust. It means strong desire for anything of the flesh that is inconsistent with God's Word. In James 1:14, the Bible says, every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed, or drawn into a contradiction, that means. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Satan's strategy is to get you to fall into the listening to those lusts and acting upon those lusts so that they conceive and it can bring forth sin. Lust means strong desire of any kind. Don't let lust of the flesh, lust for money, lust for sex, lust for food, lust for anything be in your life. That makes that thing like an idol. Don't have a strong desire for things that are contrary to what God would have you to do. If you follow after the lust of the flesh, you will not walk in the Spirit, and you will let lust conceive, and it will produce sin in you. And of course, when it's finished, it brings forth death in a person. Very important that we watch this strategy and not give place to lust. So he's a liar, and you have to be ready to deal with everything that he brings against you. Back in James 4:3, it says, even when you pray, it says, you ask and receive not. Why? Because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your own lusts. If you have a motive of feeding your lusts, God's not going to respond to your prayer. Just because you prayed accurately in line with New Testament ways and you prayed the Word of God, if it has a wrong motive for your own lust, it's not going to come to pass. This is Satan's strategy to get you off track. So be sure that all your motivations are in line with God's Word in everything that you do. So we see that we've got to deal with this, with everything the enemy brings against us. Don't let yourself be opposed to truth. Don't fall after deceiving, seducing spirits. Don't let a spirit of error get on you. And come out of the world and don't follow the lusts, but follow God's ways. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.